诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。我们一起祷告。爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Dear Father, thank you for bringing us to worship you.
求主你的圣灵继续跟我们同在。
May your Spirit be with us.
赐给我们亮光来了解明白主你话语中的奥秘。
Grant us insights so we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, pray.
Amen.在旧约圣经里面记载一个人雅各他的故事。
The Old Testament gave an account of Jacob.
雅各是一个很不诚实的人。
And Jacob was a very dishonest man.
他以一碗红豆汤，从他哥哥以扫夺取了长子的名分。
Just one bowl of red stew, he stole his older brother Esau's birthright.
当他的父亲以撒年纪年老的时候，要离开世界之前，要祝福他的长子。
Before Isaac was about to pass away from old age, he wanted to bless his firstborn.
雅各欺骗他的父亲。
But Jacob cheated his father.
说他是长子。
And told him that he was the firstborn.
于是他的父亲因为年老眼睛昏花不能看见，因此父亲就祝福了他。
And also because his father's eyes were old and weak and couldn't see well, and so he blessed him.
雅各因怕他哥哥以扫杀他。
But Jacob was scared that Esau was going to kill him.
于是他逃到他的母舅的家里来逃避他的哥哥。
So he ran away to his brother's place.
当他走了一天的道路到了旷野的地方过夜。
After a day of walking in the wilderness, he spent the night there.
他拿一块石头当枕头睡觉。
And he took a rock, put up as a pillow and slept there.
雅各在当天晚上在那旷野地方必定是觉得好像神已经丢弃了他，孤单丧志，或许后悔。
And that night alone in the wilderness, Jacob must have thought that God had forgotten him, and he felt lonely, depressed, and probably regretful.
但是在当天晚上睡觉的时候，他做了一个梦。
But he had a dream that night.
创世纪二十八章十二到十三节说，他梦见有一个梯子从地上通到天上，在梯子上，上帝使者上下往来。他又看到上帝站在他旁边，对他说：“我是上主，是你祖父亚伯拉罕的上帝和以撒的上帝。我要把你现在所躺着的这块土地赐给你和你的后代。”
In Genesis 28, verses 12 through 13 tells us, he had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying.
上帝在梦中向雅各显现要赐福给他以及他的后代。
So God showed himself to Jacob in a dream and told him that he was going to bless him and his descendants.
并且在二十八章十五节继续地说我要跟你同在，无论你到哪里我都保护你，并且带你回到这地方，我绝对不离弃你，我一定实现对你的许诺。
And God's word continues in verse 15, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I've done what I promised you.
雅各后来到他母舅的家里之后，他也欺骗他的母舅的财产。
And Jacob went to his uncle's place, and he also cheated his uncle's possessions.
像雅各这么不诚实的一个人，却蒙神的保护与祝福。
It's amazing that such a dishonest person like Jacob was blessed by God.
我们要注意，当然这并不是鼓励我们的为人诡诈欺骗，而神将祝福我们。
We need to pay attention here. This is not to encourage us to deceive and lie to people, and so to gain God's blessing that way.
不是。
It's not that way.
我们的为人应当公义、诚实、正直。
As people, we should be righteous, honest, and just.
雅各的故事告诉我们，我们世界上的人。虽然我们在神的面前不诚实、邪恶，处在罪恶之中，但是神也不放弃我们。
So Jacob's story tells us that even though we're dishonest in front of God, we're evil and we live in sin, God doesn't give up on us and He still loves us.
像我们这样的人，神还爱我们。
You know, people like us, God still loves us.
神道成肉身在耶稣基督里面到世界上来爱我们，甚至为了爱我们来死。
And God loves us so much that He took the form of flesh in Jesus Christ and even died for us.
这证明神不离弃我们。
It shows that it proves that God never leaves us.
主耶稣基督到世界上来。因此来成为我们的盼望。
Jesus Christ came to this world to be our hope.
主耶稣基督成为我们的牧者，来引导我们的人生。
And Lord Jesus Christ became our shepherd to lead our life.
从诗篇119篇105节到12节的经文，我们来领受神如何的借着他的话语。借着他的道来引领我们。
So from the passage we read in Psalm 119, verses 105 through 112, let's receive how God's word leads us.
第一，神的道是引导的光。
The first message is that the word of God is our guiding light.
回到诗篇119篇105节说。你的话是引导我脚步的灯，是我人生道路上的光。
Go back to Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path.
在旧约时代，神借着摩西来颁布神的律法，要以色列民来遵行。
In the Old Testament time, through Moses, God declared His law and wanted His people, the Israelites, to follow Him.
他们就是行在神的道路，神的话语，让他们行在神的正路的上面。
The laws are meant to guide the people to walk on the right path.
诗篇119篇15节，所以说神的话就是我们脚步的灯与人生道路上的光。
And again, verse 105 says, Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path.
摩西对那些不久即将进入迦南地的以色列民在申命记30:15-16这么的说。
And then Moses tells the people who are about to land, enter the promised land, and he tells them in Deuteronomy,
今天我把生死祸福都摆在你们面前，让你们自己选择。如果你们遵循我今天所颁布上主你们的上帝要给你们的诫命，爱他，顺服他，遵守他一切的法律诫命，你们就能成为富强康乐的国家，在你们将要占有的土地上，上主要赐给你们。
So he says in Deuteronomy 30:15-16, See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I commend you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
30:19, 摩西也继续这么的说，现在我呼唤天地来作证。把生命和死亡、祝福和咒诅摆在你们面前，那么选择生命吧， 你们和你们的子孙就能存活。
And then he continued in verse 19, This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live.
我们身为神的儿女，多少时候我们不看重神的话语？
And as God's children, how often do we take God's word lightly?
我们知道圣经很重要，却很少去读它。
We know the Bible is very important, but we spend not that much time to read it.
但摩西告诉以色列百姓要遵行神的话语，是一件非常慎重的事。
But Moses told the Israelites that following God's word is a very serious thing.
他们不可忽略。
They shouldn't dismiss it.
摩西强调以色列民要选择去遵行神的话语或是不去遵循，甚至这是关乎他们与他们子孙生死祸福的事情。
So Moses emphasized to the Israelites that following God's word is important because it's about them and their descendants, their life, death, prosperity, and destruction.
希伯来书十三章第八节说：“耶稣基督昨日、今日，直到永远。”是一样的。
And Hebrews 13:8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
父神耶稣基督是永远不变的。
And Father God and Jesus Christ are never changing.
马太福音第五章十八节说，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，就是天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。”
And also in Jesus in Matthew 5:18 tells us that for truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
所以这就是告诉我们神的话语今天仍然对我们是同样的重要，关乎生死祸福的重要。
So in the same way God's word, it's also about our life and death, our prosperity and destruction.
神的道神的话语就如我们人生道路上的灯光，来引导我们的路程。
And God's word is also the lamp of, on our feet and path for life for our path.
我们感谢神，今天神的话语或是说神的道已经具体化。
And we're thankful that the word of God today has already been realized.
约翰福音第一章第一节说，宇宙被造以前，道已经存在，道与上帝同在，道是上帝。
In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
道就是上帝。
The Word is God.
约翰福音第一章十四节继续说，道成为人，住在我们当中。
Also in John 1:14, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
道是神。神借着耶稣基督来到世界上住在我们的当中。
And the word is God, and through Jesus Christ he came in the form of flesh to live among us.
所以神的道神的话语具体化在耶稣基督里面成为人。
And so the word of God manifested in Jesus Christ as a man on earth.
所以如今耶稣基督成为我们脚步的灯与人生道路上的光。
So today, Jesus also became the lamp for our feet and the light for our path.
当我们在这个卫星导航系统 GPS 上面来输入我们要去的地方的地址的号码街面地区与区号之后，在系统上面我们也可以按着那个按纵览路线。
So today we have GPS and then we could enter in our destination, the house numbers, the street name, zip code, and so on. And then there's a button that we could push that says route overview.
在这个纵览路线我们按下去的时候，将给予我们整个路线详细的指示。
So when you hit that button, it gives you a step-by-step breakdown of the directions.
他将住民说，在公路上你继续行走六英里。
It says travel six miles on the highway.
啊，43号出口出去。
And get off at exit 43.
啊，前往400英尺。
And go 400 feet.
啊，在十字路口那边往左转。
And turn left at the intersection.
你的整个选举都清清楚楚的啊排列在你的面前，你知道你要去哪里。
So your route is clearly laid out in front of you. You know where you're going.
你要到那边时间多久可以抵达
？You know how much time it's going to take to get there.
知道了这些细节之后，我们就安心可以放轻松。
So knowing all these details gives us a peace of mind and we can relax.
还没有这个卫星导航系统之前，有的人又不太会看啊地图。
But before GPS, maybe some people couldn't read maps that well.
所以要找一个地方，有时候觉得很困难。
So sometimes it's difficult to find a place.
我曾经听到以前有人啊被邀请到朋友家要去吃晚餐。
I've heard once there was a friend who was invited to a friend's house for dinner.
因为这是第一次的邀请，要到那个家庭去啊，地区路线又不熟。
But it was their first time to go to this friend's house, and they weren't familiar with the area and the routes.
因此呢，在 party 的前几天呢，啊，事先呢，先开车一趟，啊，去找找看当天要去的地方，啊，找到了，觉得说啊，这个稳定了，那，到的时候他们就可以啊，安心的到达那个地点。
So a few days before the party, a friend actually, you know, drove and get there to make sure that they could find a place on the day of the party.
现在有了这个卫星导航系统的时候，就不必这么麻烦。
Today we have GPS, so we don't have this hassle anymore.
当神要呼召耶利米出来当先知的时候，神在耶利米书第一章第五节告诉他说在我赐生命给你以前，我已经选召了你，你还没有出生我就指定你。做万国的先知。
In the Old Testament, when God was about to call Jeremiah to come and become a prophet, He told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations."
这个意思就是说，神甚至在我们还没出生之前，他甚至事先都知道了我们的一生。
Tells us that even before we were born, God already knew everything that's going to happen in our lives.
他事先已经为我们做了安排。
He's already planned things out for us.
甚至正如耶利米先知还没有出生之前，神就安排他要做先知了。
Just like when Jeremiah was still in the womb, God already planned for him to become a prophet to the nations.
虽然神已经事先来知道了我们人生的行程。
Even though God already foreknew our journeys.
但他却不像那个卫星导航系统一样事先就让我们能够去看到了我们人生的总览路线。
But unlike GPS, God doesn't provide the route overviews to us.
神不事先告诉我们将遇到什么事。
God doesn't tell us what's going to happen next.
我们需要多少时间去处理解决一些事。
And how much time are we going to need to handle the matters?
比如遇到经济上的困难，钱从哪里来？
Just like when we have financial difficulties, where is the money going to come?
或是我们要找对象，对象是谁？神没有时间告诉我们。
Or when we're looking for our significant others, who that person's going to be.
神没有详细的指示我们。
God doesn't prescriptively tell us.
他只是一步一步的引领我们。
He only leads us one step at a time.
我们信靠神，踏出一步之后，神继续的带领我们下一步的路程。
When we trust in God and take that first step, God is going to continue to lead our next step.
但是对我们困难的一点就是我们人喜欢细节。
But what's challenging to us is that as people, we all like to have the details.
我们喜欢神将我们人生前面的路程，如果可以的话，就是清清楚楚的摆在我们的面前。
If possible, we would like God to show us our route overviews in front of us.
但是神不给予我们人生的细节。
But God doesn't give us the details in our lives.
他不给我们人生整个的蓝图。
He doesn't give us our life blueprints.
因为如果我们知道了全部这些细节之后，那我们就不必信心了。
Because if we know all the details, then we don't need faith anymore.
所以圣经告诉我们，神的话啊是指导、引导我们啊脚步的灯。
So the scripture tells us that God's word is a lamp for our feet.
这含义着。在我们的脚步前面有足够的光，让我们行在正路上。
It implies that there's only enough light for us to see what's in front of our feet.
神没有给我们足够的光，能够看到我们人生前面的五十年。
But we don't have sufficient light to look into the next 50 years.
神所给予我们的光。就好像我们在开车的时候使用的前灯。
The light from God is just like the low beams we use when we drive at night.
我们只能看到前面的一百尺的地方。
Maybe we see 100 feet in front of us.
甚至远灯也只不过看到几百尺而已。
And maybe a few several hundred additional feet with the high beams.
虽然我们的目的地是25英里远的地方。
Even though our destination is still 25 miles away.
但是我们不因为只看到前面的100尺的距离，因此我们就不开车了。
But we don't stop driving because we can only see 100 feet in front of us.
我们仍然使用目前的灯继续的往前走，最后将能够达到目的地。
So we keep driving with the light that we have, and then eventually we'll get to our destination.
同样的，神的话语是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
In the same way, God's word is a lamp for our feet and a light on our paths.
神的话语每天来指导、指引我们前面的路程。
And God's word leads us every single day.
我们感谢神在耶稣基督里道成肉身，成为人，到世界上来，成为我们的牧者，来引导我们的人生。
And we thank God that Jesus Christ took the form of flesh to come to this world to become our shepherd and to lead our lives.
第二，神的道是生命。
And the second message is that the word of God gives life.
再回到诗篇119篇107节说，上主啊。我受的痛苦非常沉重，求你照你的应许赐我新生命。
And go back to Psalm 109 and 119, verse 107 tells us, the psalmist says, I have suffered much, preserve my life, Lord, according to your word.
耶稣就是神道成肉身，我们借着信靠耶稣基督得着属灵的新生命。
And Jesus Christ is God in the form of flesh, and by trusting in Jesus, we could gain a new life spiritually.
诗人知道，我们活在这世界上将遇到许多的困难、试探与危险等等。于是他向神继续在108节祷告说。
So psalmist knew that we were going to have all kinds of trials and tribulations in our lives, so he continued to pray.And verse 108.
上主啊，接纳我感谢的祷告，求你把你的命令教导我。
Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws.
诗人知道从神的话语当中，他将在所遇到各种的困难当中，从神的话语得着引领、鼓励。安慰与盼望。
The psalmist knew that from God's word he could receive guidance, encouragement, comfort, and hope when he's facing all kinds of troubles.
109节继续说：“我的生命时刻在危险中， 但我没有忘记你的法律。
Verse 109 continues to say, though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law.
诗人他觉得经常的处在危险的当中。
He felt that he was in constant danger.
继续第110节说，邪恶的人张设网罗要陷害我。
Verse 110, the wicked have set a snare for me.
但是他听从神的话语，照着神的真理去行。
But he continues to follow God's word and follow his truth.
神在掌管，神在保守。
God is in control and God is protected.
因此他脱离了一切的危险。
And he was able to escape all kinds of dangers.
他将在神的面前的献上他的感谢。
And then he gave him thanks, his thanks to him.
111节说，你的诫命是我永远的产业，是我心中的喜乐。
Verse 111, your statutes are my heritage forever, they are the joy of my heart.
诗人在他的人生当中没有忘记神的法律。
In his life, the psalmist, he never forgot God's laws.
意思就是他紧紧地信靠神，照着他的真理去行。
He trusted God very closely and continued to follow His truth.
他不忘记神在他身上的慈爱恩典。
And he did not forget God's love and grace for him.
他继续以火热的心来信靠神，与神同行。
And he kept walking with God with a zealous heart.
我们有没有忘记神在我们身上的恩典？
So have we forgotten God's grace for us?
我们是否忘记了起先我们对主的爱心？
Have we forgotten that the first love that we have for the Lord?
我们是否失去了对主火热的心，或是失去了对他热心的服侍？
Have we already lost that passion for the Lord and lost the passion to serve?
摩西在《申命记》里面一直的在提醒以色列民，不可忘记神在他们身上的作为。
And in Deuteronomy, Moses kept reminding the Israelites not to forget God's work for them.
申命记第四章第九节说，你们要谨慎，有生之日不可忘记亲眼见过的事。亲眼见过的事就是神奇妙的带领他们出埃及，过红海，以及在旷野的神迹。继续说，你们要告诉你们的子孙。
So in Deuteronomy 4:19, Moses told them, only be careful and watch yourselves closely that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen.But let them fade from your heart as long as you live. And these things are here referring to about their exodus and then crossing the Red Sea and also the miracles in the wilderness. And then he continues to say, teach them to your children and to their children after them.
申命记第五章十五节说，你要记住，你曾经在埃及做过奴隶，我上主你的上帝以大能大力把你抢救出来，所以我命令你你必须遵守安息日。
And in 5:15, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
八章第二节说，你要回想，在旷野流浪40年间，上主你们的上帝怎样带领你们的旅程。
In 8:2.Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years.
32章第7节说，你要回忆往昔，你们要回顾历史。
And 32:7, remember the days of old, consider the generations long past.
第6章12节说，你要小心，不可忘记他，上主曾经从你被奴役之地埃及把你抢救出来。
And finally, in 6:12, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
以上这些经文，摩西一直的在强调神的子民要记住，绝对不可忘记神在他们身上的拯救的恩典。
In all these scriptures, Moses kept emphasizing to his people that remember, remember, not to forget God's salvation and grace on them, for them.
因此我们知道，信心与信心的增长依赖于记忆。
And from this we know that faith and faith growth is depend on memory.
当我们忘记了神在我们身上的爱与恩典的时候，我们的信心就逐渐的冷淡了。
When we forget God's love for us, God's grace for us, and gradually our faith will dwindle down.
当我们忘记了神当初如何的从我们的痛苦当中拯救我们的生命的时候。
When we forget how God saved us from pain and suffering in our lives.
当我们忘记了神如何奇妙的医治我们。
When we forget how God miraculously healed us.
当我们忘记了神如何奇妙的把我们从绝望的苦境当中解救出来的时候。
When we forget how God amazingly saved us from our desperations.
当我们忘记了神把我们从最卑微的处境当中提拔到如今的境界的时候
，When we forget how God took us from our petty predicaments to the good times now，
我们对神的信心就开始冷淡下去。
And our faith of God gradually grows cold。
我们要经常提醒地记住神在我们身上的爱与恩典。
We have to keep remembering God's love and grace for us.
在圣经里面记载亚伯拉罕他筑坛。
And the Bible records the account of Abraham building altars for the Lord.
神呼召亚伯拉罕来跟从他。
And God called Abraham to follow him.
当神每次来向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，亚伯拉罕都为神来筑坛。
And every time when God showed himself to Abraham, Abraham built an altar.
意思就是他来纪念与神的亲近。
Implying that he wants to remember how close he was with God.
因此他不忘记神对他的应许他的信心不冷淡下去。
That he wouldn't forget God's promise for him and that his faith wouldn't dwindle down.
我们刚才提过当雅各要逃避他的哥哥以扫在旷野地里用一块石头作为枕头来睡觉那天晚上神向他显现
And earlier we were talking about Jacob escaping from his brother and he slept in the wilderness on a rock and that night God showed himself to him
因此他立了那一块石头作为纪念碑
And because of that he set that stone as a pillar
那个纪念碑来提醒他不可忘记对神的信心以及神对他的应许
And that pillar was a reminder for him to never forget his faith in the Lord
当以色列民要过约旦河到神所应许他们的迦南地的时候约书亚来吩咐以色列民十二支派当中每个支派选出一个人在约旦河里面来挑每个人挑一块石头
And when the Israelites were about to crossing the river Jordan to enter the promised land Joshua asked one representative from each of the tribe to take one rock
他们从约旦河里面取出的十二块石头把他们立为纪念碑
So they took 12 rocks and set a sign there.
以后当他们和他们的后代看到那些纪念碑的时候，他们不忘记对神的信心。
So that themselves and their descendants will never forget their faith in the Lord when they see that sign.
耶稣到世上来爱我们，为我们世界上的人来牺牲他的生命。
Jesus came to this world to love us and even to die for us on the cross.
耶稣在被卖的那一夜，他与门徒吃最后的晚餐，并且吩咐门徒要以圣餐来纪念他。
The night before his betrayal at the Last Supper, Jesus told his disciples to remember him with the communion.
所以我们每次守圣餐，以这样来纪念，来提醒我们 知道主对我们这牺牲的爱与恩典，因此再次来激励我们的信心活着起来。
So every time when we hold the communion, we'll remember God's love, sacrificial love and grace for us. And this is to encourage us and allow our faith to keep burning.
神在基督里面道成肉身，赐给我们新生命。我们应当时常记住神在我们身上的爱与恩典，以火热的心来爱他，来服侍他。
Jesus Christ took the form of flesh and come to this world to give us a new life. So we need to always remember God's grace for us and to love Him and to serve Him with passion.
最后，神的道必生遵行。
And finally, the third message is for us to abide by God's law all our lives.
再回到诗篇一百一十九篇一百一十节。诗人说：“我决意遵守你的法律。”
Go back to Psalm 119, verse 112. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end.
诗人决定要遵守主的道，听从他的话语去行。
The psalmist has set his heart to follow God, the word of God.
在《使徒行传》第四章记载，当使徒彼得与约翰他们在传福音的时候，因为医治了一位生来瘸腿的人，被诬告带到犹太公会的面前受审判。
So in Acts chapter 4, it talks about the account of Apostle Peter and John. They were brought in front of the Sanhedrin to be judged because they healed a cripple.
当时的公会来恐吓他们，不可以再奉告耶稣基督的名教训人。
So the Sanhedrin warned them not to continue to preach in Jesus Christ's name.
使徒行传第四章十九节，彼得、约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。”
But Peter and John replied in Acts 4:19, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him, you be the judges.
19世纪一位英国的基督徒将军Charles Gordon.
Charles Gordon was a 19th century British general who was also a Christian.
丘吉尔首相当提到这个 Charles Gordon 的时候，他这么的说，说 Gordon 是一个不管人们对他蹙眉头不喜悦，或者他也不管女人对他的微笑不管人生或是舒适财富名声等等。
So Churchill described Gordon as a man careless alike of the frowns of men, or the smiles of women, of life, or comfort, wealth, or fame.
以上种种这些都不能够引开他的注意力，因为他专注在神的上面。
All these things couldn't distract him because he was only focused on God.
Charles Gordon 他自己这么的说，不要将注意力投注在人的喜悦或是微笑上面，而如果神喜悦你或是笑纳你，人们的微笑或是蹙眉头不喜悦都不能够影响你。
So、Charles Gordon, he said, never pay attention to the favors or smiles of men. If he smiles on you,Neither the smile or frown of men can affect you.
Gordon 有一次担当特别的一个使命，被派遣到阿比西尼亚，就是那个伊索比亚的旧城。
So Gordon, once he was sent on an ambassador mission to Abyssinia, which is the old name for Ethiopia.
当残暴的国王 King John 在一件的事上呢。
At the time when the brutal King John was screaming at him about something,
Gordon 官员，你知道吗？ 如果我愿意的话，我当场就可以把你杀死。
So the king told him, "Do you know, Gordon Pasha, that I could kill you on the spot if I like?"
他说：“陛下，我完全知道，如果皇上喜欢这么做的时候，请立刻做吧，我已经准备好了。”
So he said, "I am perfectly well aware of it, Your Majesty. Do so at once if it is your royal pleasure. I am ready."
那个 king 说什么？你准备好被杀？
So king said, what? Are you ready to be killed?
他说确实的，我随时准备可以死。
And certainly, I am always ready to die.
King 说，那这样我的权柄不能够吓到你了。
So king said, my power has no terrors for you.
他回答说，绝对不能。
And Gordon replied, none whatsoever.
因此王惊愕地离开他。
So the king left him amazed.
诗人最后在诗篇119篇112节说，他决意要遵循神的律法。
Again, the psalmist in verse 112 says, "My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end."
他要专心遵照着神的话语去行。
And he was going to focus on God's word and follow God's word.
直到他离开这个世界。
Until he leaves this world.
诗人这种对神的信心作为我们的榜样。
And this is a good example for us, his faith to God.
我们对神的信心是终身的委身。
And our faith in God is a lifelong commitment.
因为神是我们生命的主。
Because God is the Lord of our lives.
我们的一切都是由于神的赏赐。
And everything is God's grace.
我们感谢神在耶稣基督里面救赎的恩典。
We thank God for the grace of salvation in Jesus Christ.
我们毕生甚至不能够回报神一些的恩典。
And we can never repay God's grace with our entire lives.
因此诗人说他决意一生遵循神的教训。
And therefore the psalmist said, my heart is set on keeping your decrees.
他将人生专注在神的上面。
And he was going to focus his life on God.
这正如乔治·戈登将军，他将他的注意力专注在神的上面，甚至生命的威胁一点他也不怕。
Just like General Charles Gordon, he was focused only on God. So even threat against his life, he wasn't afraid.
因为他知道神就是他所有的一切。
Because he knew God was his everything.
但一切的作为为的是要讨喜悦于神。
And everything that he did was to please God.
同样，今天我们作为神的儿女，我们也应当像 Charles Gordon 所说，我们不可将我们的注意力放在为了要讨人的喜悦，乃是为了要讨神的喜悦。
And today, in the same way as God's children, just like Charles Gordon, that we should be seeking favors of men, but favors of God.
这样我们就能够勇敢地来活出主的公义、正直、圣洁与爱神等等的好行为，来荣耀我们。
So that we could courageously live out the righteous, the just, the justice, the holiness, the love of Lord to glorify His name.
神的道是指引我们人间人生的光。
The word of God is our guiding light.
神的道是给我们生命。
The word of God gives life.
盼望我们毕生决意遵循神的道。
We hope that we could abide by the word of God our whole life. And let's pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在基督里道成肉身到世上来爱我们。
Our loving Father, we thank you that Jesus took the form of flesh to come to this world to love us.
让我们继续能够来信靠我们的主。作为我们牧者来引导我们人生的路程。
We pray that you help us to continue to trust in the Lord, our shepherd, to guide our lives.
在我们每个人生的路程上面学习来信靠你。
In all of our life journeys that we keep learning to trust in you.
求主你一步一步的来带领我。
And take us one step at a time.
让我们来遵循主你的话。
And help us follow your word.
在主你面前记住你在我们身上的爱与救赎的恩典。
And always remember your love and grace on us.
因此能够火热的在主你面前来爱你，来服侍你。
And so that we could serve you and to love you with a zealous heart.
在我们当中，如果有弟兄姐妹处在困难的当中，让我们知道你也在我们前头一步一步的带领。
And for those of us who are in difficult situations, and help us realize that you are leading us one step at a time.
因此在让我们在各种的情况当中也能够充满着从主你来的喜乐。
And so that we could have joy no matter what the situation.
将主你的平安恩典赐给每一个人。
And give us your peace.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, pray.